Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
There were two killers.
Luke, that's your daddy.
The robot did it.
Snake was a good guy.
He really wasn't cheating.
They was in purgatory the whole time.
What? Everybody dies.
Verbal Kent is Kaiser Sose.
They killed old Yella.
Oh my god. Everybody in this Tyler Perry movie got AIDS.
Spoiler movie reviews.
Hey, welcome to another Spoiled Movie Review on the Blackout Tips Premium Podcast Network. I'm your host, Rod, and I'm doing a solo Spoiled Movie Review today. And today's movie is Okja, the 2017 film you can find on Netflix. Of course, Spoiled Movie Reviews are for people who've seen the movie, don't ever plan on seeing the movie, don't care about spoilers. And I know this is late, so hopefully you've seen this movie and I'm the one who's late, right? But I'll talk about what I like, what I didn't like, score from 0 to 5, and let's go ahead and get into it. It's directed by Bong Joon-ho, who has directed, you know, Snowpiercer, Parasite, Memories of Murder. You know, he's directed a lot of good movies, Mother. So it stars Tilda Swinton. Who else is in this? Giancarlo Esposito, Jake Gyllenhaal, Seo Hyun An as Mija, who's the main character of the film. So lots of good actors in this. The storyline is essentially a young girl risks everything to prevent a powerful multinational company from kidnapping her best friend, a fascinating beast named Okja. So basically, 10 years, like we started this film 10 years in the past or whatever, and Tilda Swinton's character, who's a CEO of this company, this multinational corporation, and she wants to make a big splash. And so they basically say, we're inventing animals. We're going to solve world hunger. We're inventing these animals called super pigs that are so big and they're going to be delicious. They can even say fucking delicious. They're going to be delicious, and we're going to, you know, basically raise these genetically enhanced super pigs. And to kind of get the PR rolling for it, they say, we're gonna have like 10 of these pigs that we give to farmers all around the world. They're gonna raise them, and then we'll have a pig contest, and the best looking super pig wins the contest, right? And so they make this big thing out of it. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a guy who's basically like a twisted version of the Crocodile Hunter type dude, like these quote unquote animal lovers that are actually just exploiting the animals and don't mind even abusing animals to get, you know, to get that fame and celebrity from it. But it's all just kind of a fucking act, right? So one of these animals is the one that they give to Mija, and she raises this animal for 10 years as a little girl. And they raised the animal, I believe, in like South Korea in the forest, and it's so beautiful and some of the best looking, just one of the best looking movies I've seen. Amazing. This was filmed in 2017. Just looks so fresh and so good. But so she raises this animal and, you know, of course falls in love with it. And her uncle tells her that, you know, this animal, Okja, is theirs forever, because he's been making payments, sending money to America, and they're gonna get to keep the animal at the end of 10 years. Turns out, even though she raises it with love and all this stuff, they show up, the multinational corporation, Jake Gyllenhaal shows up, and they're like, hey, we taking Okja. Okja is our prized super pig. We're gonna bring her back to America, put her on display, have a parade or whatever, unveiling of her, and, you know, this corporate event. And so, and apparently the corporation, you know, this functioned on the idea of, we live in a world where this corporation really needs this PR hit, you know, like they're struggling, and Tilda Swinton's leadership is being doubted, and they waited 10 years for this. And in those 10 years, Jake Gyllenhaal's character of this, like, you know, crocodile hunter type animal exploiter dude, has kind of fallen out of favor with society. He's boring now, he's not as big a deal, and it turns into this thing where you're like, he needs a hit, everyone needs a hit, it's all just show business, a bluster, none of this shit is real. And at the center of this is the very real relationship that Mija has with Okja, and she doesn't want to give up her pet. You know, to her this is her friend, her best friend in the world, and they want to take this best friend, give her uncle some money for it, and he takes it and buys a golden pig, which is an expensive item that people normally use for dowries in this area, I guess, of the South Korea, according to this movie. And so he's like, look, you'll have the dowry of this pig, you'll have and then they'll have Okja, and you know, sorry I lied to you, but you know, look at this money. But of course that's not good enough for her, you know, she's like, that's my dog, you can't be giving my damn pig away. And so then that's when the movie really gets interesting, because they have the Animal Liberation Front show up, and they basically take they have a plan to take Okja and plant a camera in her ear, and then let the corporation take her, and then after that they're gonna use the footage from the camera to show how cruel they're treating these super pigs, because you know they're like, you know, PETA on steroids. They're like, hey, we show the world how cruel this animal, you know, eating meat and the things that we do to these animals in the names of satisfying humanity. Well, if we do that, we will help this animal situation. And I think Steven Yeun is in this movie, who y'all might know as Glenn from The Walking Dead. Well, he plays a character who is supposed to be translating all this stuff, and they have a great big adventure where the pig is transported in a truck and they abduct it, and the police capture it again, and they tell Mija that they're gonna, you know, like use Okja to like find out what's going on inside of the company, and they're gonna save her and all this stuff. And we find out later that Steven Yeun's been lying. They're actually not gonna save Okja and get her back for whatever. And there's like a really brutal fight, like beat down that he takes for lying and stuff like that. But yeah, it was just like an interesting choice with all that stuff. At any rate though, the Animal Liberation Front was kind of an interesting thing on it. Then we get, Okja gets taken to this facility, and, you know, they're like, hurting her, you know, they like cut her to take samples of her out so they can make meat and eat it and see if she tastes delicious. They breed her with a bull, super pig, and they don't show it in graphic detail or anything, but it's a very, traumatizing way that they show it, because they basically go, hey, this is sexual assault on this pig. Now obviously they're animals, and there's a lot about that, you know what I mean, like I could see how people, I know that they're not human, and I mean, what is consent in the animal world, and I'm sure you get into some tricky stuff, but the way that this was filmed was very ultimately like, this is a callous assault of this thing, of this creature, and people can't even take it, you know, they have to like stop the tape when they're recording this. And then of course we also get to see the sadistic side of Jake Gyllenhaal's character, because he basically oversees all this torture of Okja. And he hates Okja because his ideas were rejected as a man at the company and all this shit. So it gets into some of that stuff. So, yeah. And then, I just like all that type of stuff. The story is just amazing to me. Jake Gyllenhaal plays the creepy ass Johnny Wilcox, and man, he is good. He is just chewing up the scenery. He's almost like a Batman villain level of charisma. I don't think anyone plays a creep better than him. He's just a creeping so many different movies, and he's just a good creep. This is a creep I've never seen him be like. I normally watch him be like a reserved, you know, kind of stalkery creep. This was like a different type of creepiness, and I appreciated it. I like when an actor really goes all in on a part, you know, you're like, oh, this is not you. You are acting, you know? So I like that. And of course all the other cast was great acting. Tilda Swinton was good as she plays basically twins that are the co-CEOs of this company, and so she was good as that, as both sets of twins, even though I kind of wish we got a little bit more of the second twin, who we see later in the movie. Let me see, what else did I like? The girl who plays Mija, Si-hyun An, she was so good and so adorable, but also she becomes this great protagonist because, you know, this is kind of like a love journey. This, her love of Okja takes her across the world to save this super pig, you know, and the way that she eventually saves her is through giving up that pig, golden, dowry that she got from her uncle. And she trades it all away to save this one pig, and they also end up sneaking a little baby pig out because we kind of see that the pigs are actually kind of smart. They're not stupid. Even from Okja we see that she's not stupid. And the last set of the movie, which is this essentially slaughterhouse of all the super pigs, and we get to see how they slaughter the pigs and how crucial it is, it definitely felt like message, you know, like meat is terrible, look how we treat animals and livestock, and this is no way to live and no way for a life form to be treated, look how cruel and inhumane it is. And I mean, they really stick the landing on that shit. Like, I honestly, that was, I'm not even trying to be funny because I don't think it'll stick or anything, but it really made me think during that segment, like, man, should I even be eating meat? Like, and I know that you know, there's a moral argument for why you shouldn't and stuff, and I feel like this made that moral argument better than any person who's like kind of looking down their nose at you writing in, hey, you know, you're stupid meat eater. Like this made that point in a way that wasn't like, to me, it didn't feel preachy and condescending. It just felt like, well, you see what's happening to this mystical, magical, non-existent animal? That's probably happening to cows, chickens, all kinds of shit that you're eating. Just very inhumane existence. And then, of course, it probably helps that in this case, these animals were very sentient, and you spend like an hour and a half seeing that this animal got, you know, tortured and drugged and abused and all this shit. And by the time you see Okja again, it's like she's so addled she bites Mija. Like, that's how fucked up they, like, she bites her best friend and barely gets comes out of it in time to, you know, for them to escape and stuff. So yeah, like, and then, and honestly, man, that last scene, like, you really do feel like maybe this movie doesn't have a happy ending, you know. And you gotta give all credit to Bong Joon-ho for that, because, you know, this movie, I think, kind of, another person would have made this movie so we know that it'll be safe, and you don't feel like, because Okja survived, that the movie says, oh, it's a happy ending. No, Okja survives, but then they really make a point of hammering home, because they take home one small baby super pig with them back to South Korea. But there's this, like, you really do say to yourself, like, man, the rest of those animals are being hurled, are being killed, you know what I mean? So you definitely don't feel that level of like positivity or whatever. Like, you feel kind of like, damn, like, yes, she survived, but at what cost? This is like a super pig holocaust type thing happening here. So yeah, man, I thought that they really brought the drama home. It's also pretty funny, you know, but at some point it tosses over into such dark humor that I think it kind of did remind me of Parasite, where it's funny, but is it really? You know, it's kind of like, this is kind of some sad funny here. You know, there's a lot of, like, damn, this is kind of a drag. They're going through it. These are some dark times. So yeah, like I said, those things are all really good. Let's see, as far as runtime, about 2 hours. I could see where people would feel like it felt a little long. I didn't feel that way because I thought that the length set up our emotional connection to Okja so that when we get to that third act, we want her to survive so bad, and we, when they put like that cowl gun thing to her head, and you're just like, oh my god, like they're gonna kill this super pig in front of her, in front of her best friend, right? So I think it works, but I could see people thinking it was a little too long. The performances are very quirky and over the top, and I think especially not having the what's the best word, not having, so I think this thing happens where when you're watching a quote-unquote foreign film and things are being translated for another language, there's kind of this thing that happens where you're like, this is quirky, but I don't know, I don't have a cultural connection to how over the top is this performance, how weird is this performance, is this how people talk over there, maybe I don't understand. Well, with the English speaking characters in this movie and so many actors that we do know, like the over the top is so cartoony and over the top, I can see some people being like, it was too corny and quirky, I can't get with it. Now for me, what it ended up becoming in my brain is almost like a live action anime, like Jake Gyllenhaal's playing like a character I could see animated, same thing with Tilda Swinton, like it basically turned into a live action anime for me as far as the character types and the actions they were taking, and for me that made it more like, oh, this is fun, it's, you know, they're going over the top with this. But I could see that out, honestly, to someone that's not into the same things I am, being like, it's too quirky, it's too over the top, it's just weird for no reason, that kind of shit. Let me see, anything else? Not really. I should have said the special effects look great and the visuals look great. I meant to bring that up earlier. This is a great looking movie. This movie looks amazing, like, oh my god. But all right, let's see, anything else? Oh, I know one more thing I didn't like. Steven Yeun's character takes a beat down from the white dude who's the head of the ALF. I don't know why I can't remember the dude's name. I've seen him in so many fucking movies so many times, but yeah, I didn't like that shit. Yeah, like Jay, yeah, Paul Dano is the actor's name, Jay is the character. Didn't like that shit. Like, that crew was kind of funny, the ALF was kind of a funny crew, but the savage beatdown that he delivers to Kay, who's played by Steven Yeun, I don't know, that shit ain't feel right, dog. No shit. I don't want to see the Asian dude get beat down by this fucking white man in front of everybody. I know Bong Joon-ho loves to play with this idea of like feelings and black and no black and white, and every, you know, there's good and bad to all the characters, but I don't know, man, the shit, I ain't like that shit. Maybe I was supposed to feel that way, but I was, could have left that part out. He could have been a dick without letting that white man whoop his ass and then later getting a tattoo on his arm to like be like, I was wrong, you were right. And I'm like, I don't know, you should get to punch him back in the face at least once. All right, so that's really about it. There was one other character and I don't know the actress's name. I want to say it was Shirley Henderson who played this character. I want to say it was her, but I can't be sure. But the character had the highest pitches as annoying voice, and it felt like they were definitely going for, you know, that thing of it's almost like anime, but I couldn't understand her a lot of times. Like, I need to close caption, don't even keep up with her because it was such a weird voice she chose to do. But that's not necessarily a negative, but it, you know, I love when actors make choices, but anyway, I can see people not liking that shit. All right, let's rate it from 0 to 5. For your boy, a 5, a straight up 5. I thought this joint was amazing, a masterpiece. I was like in the house, like smiling in parts, sad at parts, hoping against everything, grossed out at parts, scared of parts. Like, what a great movie. Bong Joon-ho is such a great director. I gotta watch more of his movies. I know that I'm looking on IMDb and there's quite a few I haven't seen that I need to get to, because I mean, this is outstanding. I love when Netflix invests in these movies and they look great and they get a good cast and all that stuff. And I think this was at a time when obviously the theater was open, so these are the kind where they were like, we're competing with movie theater level movies. And I'm not saying that's not happening this year, obviously it is, but you know, 2017 was when they went hard, and this is the kind of movie that, you know, if it would have went straight to the theater and never been to Netflix, it would have still been a good movie. So all right, y'all, I like this quirky shit. All right, I'll talk to y'all later. Until next time, peace.